Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
Listen up, all you late night Nighthawks. It's time for the most dangerous man on late night internet radio. It's Tyler Hollywood, and he's ready to bring you to the bad side.
What do they find the best about Bulbert?
I don't know what they find the fiction about Bulbert.
I find nothing about Bulbert.
Neither do I. I like Bulbert.
I like Bulbert a lot.
Yes, Bulbert's are good.
I like vagina.
Vagina's good too.
People should simply not be allowed into the country unless they speak English. Period. Oh, and under no circumstances should they be allowed to drive taxis.
You come pay me for egg roll right now.
Oh, you do have me loaded pretty good.
But you know you eat my egg roll too.
When they run around in horses and buggies, and play the yacht.
Speaking of time, I'm going to go brush my horse. And yes, that is a euphemism. Exactly, you baby stupid.
I've never met anyone more wrong in my life.
And now, live from the CIC on the USS Hollywood, he's a revenue-generating and entertainment portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Hollywood.
Broadcasting live from the CIC on the USS Hollywood. It is a Wednesday night, 9 p.m. And right here on Talk Radio X, you can hear the bad side live. I am, of course. Thank you. That must have been a fan of yours, Christy.
Oh, not really.
Not really?
No, they're always your fans.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. By the way.
Oh, it's, you know, I gotta make sure that you have your balls today.
Hey, you be careful with my balls. My name is Tyler Hollywood, of course. With me, always, is Christy Chaos. You know what? I think you fans should get up, bow, and applaud Christy Chaos, because she is here this evening.
I am, yay!
And how are you this fine, wonderful, probably nearly perfect evening?
I've had a perfect day and evening so far.
Was it really nice out there in Indiana today?
Yes, it was. You know, and we spent the afternoon, we'd spent the last 2 to 3 hours at the Children's Museum, which is the perfect time to go because all the kids have gotten tired and went home.
Exactly. Love it.
And at the end of the day, they have the end of the day parade.
At the end
of
the day.
And of course, I was 6 years old and I joined.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Excellent. Well, good for you. I'm glad you had a good day. I was in the great city of Boston, Massachusetts today.
Ooh, doing some
Actually, I was in Cambridge. Close enough to Boston. Cambridge is like Boston, only a little bit more expensive.
Boston.
I had to drive my car to Boston today.
Right.
Not fun. Let me just tell you. All right.
Now, I'm trying to be in a good mood.
Oh,
all right. I'm getting there because I'm home. I'm now on air. I'm happy that I'm on air. I'd like to be on air.
Yeah.
It's like wearing nothing to bed.
Oh.
You know, you're happy, you got nothing on, you're squiggling your feet underneath the bed because you're all excited that you're in bed and you're naked.
Ooh.
That's the same type of feeling I have when I get on air. My nipples are hard. See?
Is it muggy and hot when you're naked in bed, or is it nice and cool and comfortable?
It doesn't matter. I prefer the, you know, the cool, crisp evening where it was nice and sunny during the day, not a cloud in the sky, like today in Boston.
Oh yeah,
absolutely gorgeous. Oh my God, it was wonderful. But I absolutely hate the drive out of Boston,
right,
and home, because it just takes an extra couple hours. And I'm looking at my GPS, and it said when I first got in the car,
mm-hmm.
it was 3:30. It said 6:34.
Recalculating.
Exactly. It seemed like every moment that I sat in the car, I saw that it went from 6:34 arrival time to 7:34 within the first 20 minutes of my ride.
You are now en route.
Oh, horrible. I just, you know, I wanted to pull out a gun.
I hate the GPS lady's voice. Can we find a newer one?
Well, it depends on what kind of GPS system you have, because you can get, like, the typical one you get is Mary.
Yeah.
Okay? That's an American English voice with no accent. Recalculating. Recalculating.
You are now off route. I know. I just stopped into McDonald's. Shut up.
Mine doesn't even do that. Mine just, it just doesn't even say you are now off route. It just says recalculating. I don't care. Give me the option to recalculate, honey.
Mine did the best thing ever today. It said that now, traffic wait a minute. Was congested.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So and yours is said, nice and updated then.
He said, would you like to disregard? And I was like, it said, press zero. And I said, duh. Okay, yes. And then it says, take exit 112.2 miles. And I'm thinking, 0.2 miles? That's in front. Damn, okay.
It's right there. Yep.
I was like, wow. Did you even have to ask me, would you like to sit in traffic today or would you like to avoid it?
Hey, some people, unlike me, some people seem to enjoy that. Like the little redhead that was next to me, and little, I don't know what she had, a Prius or something like that. Mm. Just singing at the top of her lungs, God bless her. Jesus, gosh, she was having some fun. I hope she gets laid later, because she certainly deserves it.
By yourself or with someone, whatever. Oh, Tyler says you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Oh.
You know, that brings up a good question. I don't know, were you with me last week when I talked about the genders? Who was a more emotional gender?
I don't know anymore. I don't think so.
Well, last week I did a segment about how men were actually more emotional and hormonal than women. Which, honestly, I found was a lot easier to make a case for than I had initially thought. I thought it was going to be real difficult. So this week, Christy, I thought I would challenge myself yet again and tackle another prevalent gender stereotype. You know, just to keep things interesting here on the show. And heated.
Okay, heated.
Heated. We love the anarchy here.
Right.
Now, one of the most commonly led and held beliefs in society when it comes to... What are you doing over there?
Never you mind.
You're giggling over there. It's you're moving all around.
I have my secret stash in this drawer that looks, you know, it's mine, and I was getting something, so just keep going.
Yeah, but you're giggling over there. It's like you're hiding something from me, but I know exactly what you're doing.
Getting to my what?
With your stash over there.
My candies.
Your little candies.
Oh, I was going to throw one at you.
Well, don't be doing that. We got a caller calling into the show here. So let's take the call first before we talk about sexual gender.
That sounds good.
Which is probably a good idea. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Why, yes, very good. Thank you again for the very good topic you're talking about.
You know, we're talking about sexual genders, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend himself, the Sheik, has joined the show. Hello, Sheik. How are you?
Oh, my man, I'm very happy. It's big holiday. 4th of July holiday weekend come up, and overlord knows how much Sheik loves America. Yes, you know this very much, correct?
I do, sir. How much do you love America?
Oh, my friend, oh, Sheik loves America. America has been greatest number one country since this Ronald Reagan come across the Hudson River on the love boat with this George Jefferson. Oh, yes, it's been a long time.
Wow.
Oh, he talks too fast, gave me a headache.
I know, and I think he's got a few of the historical facts screwed up there, but that's okay. So, Sheik, what you been up to, and what are your plans for the big 4th of July weekend?
Oh, my friend, have been, how you say, taking it easy, like these Eagles of 1974. And this weekend had big fun, had many relatives come from Saudi Arabia. They come into the country with the green card. They're all legal now. This is good.
Oh, my God. They're all legal? Oh, my God. Sheik, do we need any
yes,
more?
Excuse me?
Do we need any more of your family over here? I mean, you know, come on.
Oh, my friend. Oh, no. Do not worry. They're going to get the hell out of here.
I see. You're
going to fuck off.
You're going to make sure. Wow. You're going to make sure that when their visit visa has expired, they're back on their camels, right?
Oh, you better believe how you say, bet your sweet ass holding me red head penny.
Yeah, because you don't want to risk your citizenship here just because your family isn't paying attention. You know, kind of like I don't know, the president's aunt. Thank you.
Oh, my friend. Oh, you see, that is where we are different. I have to get in the tanning bed to get this shade.
Nice. Wow. So,
Overlord has big plans this weekend. You will be Overlord 012 all weekend. You party hard and shake how you say the booty.
That's right. I am going to be the Overlord. I'm going to take over December 21st, 2012.
Oh, goody, with the gumdrops. Cannot wait. Little girl will be, how you say, your little girlfriend. They think that it's the first lady thing.
Christy over there, the first lady? No, not with her sneaking her little treats over there.
Oh, yes. Hey, this little girl has not heard the chit-chat of the little girl. Thought you had, how you say, the laryngitis?
Well, she hasn't really had laryngitis, as I haven't been here, you know, for 3 weeks, so she couldn't be here.
I've had personal fungitis.
Personal fungitis. Okay, that...
Oh, my friend, this absorbing junior will cure this.
Well, I was going to say, that sounds like something that you need to put salve on. Personal fungitis.
That sounds like a
blue pill.
I mean, I know the concept, but just hearing it, fungitis, just, I mean, it makes me, you know, get that need to go out and get a shot.
Well, that just means you can have more fun after you get the shot.
That's true. That's true. See?
Oh, my friend, have big news. Have
yes.
Big news. What's your big news? Have big news. More big news.
Let me ask you something, Sheik.
Oh, yes, and looking at this, how you say email, I get the confirmation from the federal, from the federal LBX, my large supply of fireworks just arrived in country. Yippee, yippee.
Jesus Christ. So you're going to have a good 4th of July weekend, then.
Oh, my brain, I'm going to flick my dick.
Wow.
So why are the, wait, I got a question. So
yes.
Why are the relatives coming in from way over there to celebrate America's birthday?
Because
why do they care?
Because they what?
They cost less.
They cost less.
Bigger boom.
So, well, she was asking, why are the relatives coming over to celebrate an American holiday?
Which they hate
because
us.
I got to have someone to clean up after camels.
Oh, jeez, God, jeez. So it's
My friend.
It's a work. It's a work related visit.
That's just for taxes.
Oldest sister Hannah Ria had brother-in-law with little sister who is 22. She have, how you say, big humps. Can I wait to see her? Oh, yes, very good. We'll be happy time.
We like those.
Oh, I don't know what just grossed me out more, the fact that he was happy about his sister's big honks.
Well, hey, I mean...
No. That's not sister. It's just my kinfolk.
Oh, my God. Hey, Sheik.
We are not of no relation.
Before we lose control of the show, I have a question for you.
No, right?
Oh, yes, please fire how you say it will.
Okay, here we go. We're going to fire it will. Who do you think is the more sexual gender, male or female?
What the hell kind of question is that? Of course,
well,
female.
That's what we're going to be talking next about. Jesus.
What the fuck? Goddamn, overload been in how you say the hard tobacco cough medicine.
Not quite. Not quite. All right, Sheik.
You did ask the wrong person.
I sort of did. All right, Sheik, thank you for calling in. Please call us again next week and give us an update on how your 4th of July weekend went.
Oh, my friend, yes, we'll have how you say big fun in the sun with these Beach Boys.
All right, well, you do that, sir. Any closing thoughts?
Oh, no, just say hello to little girl, pat on head, cannot pat on but too far away. Give overload, high halitosis, and many Reaganomics.
All right, thank you, sir, and many constipations to you as well. Give him a round of applause. Actually, you know what? I think Sheik deserves a little clap, too. Jesus.
Oh, I did want to share something with you, though.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting. You can actually get online and get the facts, okay, on this one. It's
okay.
Quite funny.
Sure.
Just for a second. Okay. Do you know you can send actual crabs, like, you know, testicle or booty crabs, to your friends by mail?
You know,
there is a .com that you can send hard to kill crabs.
Hard to kill crabs. All right, let's punch this up here. Hard to kill crabs.com. Let's see what we have. Oh, you're right. How to get rid of crabs? No.
No.
Can't get rid of lice? No. How to kill crab grass without killing your lawn? Crab FAQ. How to kill crab grass? How to care for hermit crabs? No, I got no luck here.
Okay. But anyways, when I was in Florida, my cousin decided to show me this website. And this website was literally where you can order crabs and send them to your, well, I don't think you call them your friends if you send them this.
Your unsignificant others.
Actual crab, living creatures to your friends.
Real, like, sand crabs?
Real,
like ocean crabs? Or real,
like,
sexual
pubic hair
crabs? Yes. Who the hell cultivates these things?
I don't know, but I'm serious.
And who decides to come up with the idea to sell these things?
I do not know. I wanted to share that with you, like, long time ago, but I tended to forget. But
that's just,
I remember.
That is just wrong right there. I now have an itch on my left nut, and I'm afraid to scratch it. I don't want people thinking I got crabs. But I got an itch on my ball sack.
What would you do if a friend sent you a box of crabs?
I don't need a box of crabs, thank you very much. I'll take a box of graham crackers.
It kind of goes like with the ant farm. Instead of buying an ant farm, you buy a box of crabs.
Jesus. I still say I'm going to sell millions of those ant farm clear keyboard covers. I mean, can you just imagine somebody buying one of these things and then putting it, you know, over their keyboard and then smacking away at the ants because they forget it's an actual ant farm? You know, they're just typing along. Whoa, ant! Oh, shit! No, that's my farm.
Oh, right here.
Oh, did you find some?
Crabs.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, send me that linkage.
No, because I'm afraid what you would do with this.
Well, you know, I'm going to do something at some point. I'm not going to send you crap. Hold on a second. This itch is just killing me now. Hold on. Oh.
If you want to see
it's
revengecrabs.com.
Oh, revengecrabs.com. Okay, I will look it up later.
Oh, God,
so you got a pencil over there because this is a hard to reach one.
headlining.
Hold on a second.
Stop it!
What? I'm scratching. Oh man, that feels good. Okay.
No one's touching money.
Well, I feel.
Your friends, roommates driving you mad. Get the best revenge. Revenge crabs. Order today.
My God. So wrong. All right. As I was saying, one of the most commonly held beliefs in society when it comes to sex is that men are way more sexual than women. But again, since I like to twist things up and present them in an alternative perspective, let's take a closer look at that claim, shall we, Christy?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Ask any man what the one thing he would like to change about his relationship is, and inevitably, he will answer that he wished there was more sex involved. Now, clearly, this indicates that most males are seemingly sexually unsatisfied in their relationships. But contrast that to most women's sexual satisfaction? What the hell is that? Satisfaction. Can you believe I actually said that word? Satisfaction. Satisfaction!
Woohoo! I like that word better.
But contrast that to women's sexual satisfaction levels in relationships, and it's not hard to argue which one is more sexually dissatisfied gender. Hands down, surveys have always shown that women are overall less satisfied sexually in their relationships than men. That's overall, Christy. I'm not saying your relationship. I'm not saying any of my relationships, because Lord knows the women are sexually satisfied before I even think of it for myself. Many claim that the distinction here is between quantity versus quality, but I'm going to say maybe not. I think the biggest complaint from women when it comes to sex is that it's over too quickly. Would you agree with that, or does your relationship not fit that mold?
My relationship doesn't fit that mold.
Okay. With not enough spent on foreplay. That's what they complain about. Now, this boggles my mind, because the amount of time men actually spend thinking about women, looking at women, or thinking about touching or having sex with women is staggering. And I'm just thinking about my own thoughts. So can somebody explain to me why so many women report that men are rushing through foreplay and sex like they're trying to set some kind of land speed record? Can anybody explain that to me? Christy, do you want to take a shot before I move on?
No.
No? Okay. The only logical conclusion, then, I can come to is that these men would rather be doing something else with their time than engaging in actual foreplay and sex. Sure, they think about it all the time. They talk about it all the time. They talk to their buddies about it. But actually doing it seems like they want to be doing something else. Usually, Christy, that activity is watching sports, which just seems ridiculous and counterintuitive to me when sex is an option. All right? Now, if sports is the only option on the table, or let's say sports and the Wii channel, I know what I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching sports. But if it's sports, the Wii channel, or sex, hello, the TV is off. Now,
I can't have the TV on and...
Well, you know, the one time that we tried that, we were both X-File fans. And but we were in an amorous mood. So we decided that with X-Files coming on, and we're halfway through the foreplay, we decided to continue our sexual capade. And we were both facing, of course, the television at 9 o'clock when the show started. And I was on my knees behind, like I was, you know, kneeling at the table. She was the table. You know, you see what I'm getting at here?
I got you.
Okay, so we were able to continue with our sexual experience and watch X-Files. But,
so you guys didn't hesitate at a good part?
Well, actually, it was a gross part. When we were watching Tombs, that particular episode, it's the one where this guy can shapeshift and he kills and eats livers and all this kind of deal. Yeah. So when we got to the point where Fox Mulder said, now how am I going to get this off my fingers without betraying my cool exterior? And then he just, whoosh, and this icky, gross, yellowish-looking bile stuff flings off his hands. Pretty much sealed the deal. We were going to have to wait on the rest of the sexual adventure. On that one there. So.
I don't need a picture.
Well, that was a pretty good description, though, wasn't it?
It was straight down to everything except for the pumping.
Yeah, there you go. Now, perhaps you've noticed that the whole entire world has lost their damn mind over the world statue. Oh, and I should explain that. I'm officially changing the name from the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup, to the World Statue. Since I've recently found out that the trophy isn't even a freaking cup. It's a statue. I mean, come on, it's supposed to be the World Cup. It's supposed to be a cup, like the Stanley Cup. Have you seen the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Okay, hockey's version of the championship. It's a cup. It's a huge effing cup that you can put all the Canadian beer into and drink from.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the World Cup is actually a statue. I don't even know what the hell it is. So I'm changing it to World Statue of Soccer. Seriously, my friend, that's going to be edited out, by the way. My friend Matt was telling me today that he can barely even use his computer at work these days because the bandwidth is being taken up by people watching World Statue games. Or checking the World Statue scores. Or discussing the World Statue online. You know what all you people could be doing instead of watching a bunch of men running around a field playing a game that more than likely will end up in a frickin' 0-0 tie? You could be having sex! I know this because it's the only thing that all my female friends in relationships are complaining to me about these days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the vast majority of lady friends complain to me, especially lately, that their men are so preoccupied with sports that they're missing countless opportunities to be having sex with them. Mm-hmm. We aren't just talking about quality anymore here, guys, either. Okay, so listen closely. We're talking about actual quantity, which is what you guys are always complaining about. Notice, Christy, I don't have these complaints. We are you could be having tons more sex, gentlemen, if you actually wanted to. But clearly, you have chosen your priorities. And let me just tell you that, as a man, you have chosen your priorities all wrong. Why on earth you would rather be watching a frickin' sports show as opposed to sport screwing is completely beyond me. I, for one, think you're giving all of us men a bad name. And why is it always left up to me to fix these problems, Christy?
I don't know, because you're good at it.
I guess so. That could possibly be the truth right there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to accept it as truth.
So, what about the women that are talking to the women, and their women are so busy and lazy, busy, however you want to talk about it. Or say it, and they're like, oh no, honey, I'm just not tonight, I don't feel like it.
Well, sometimes that is based on the fact that the guy was probably watching sports.
So could the women who are complaining be the actual women who are saying, not tonight, honey? And then their defense is, oh, he won't give me any, that's why I'm a bitch, because things won't give me any because of the sports.
Well, no, I think some of the women are probably using that as an excuse.
Or
you know,
the women that are coming to you, you know, are just wanting you to know they're sexually frustrated.
Oh, well, that's a given. I mean, come on. I mean, look at me. Come on. That's a given. All right?
My Holly bun's gone big-headed.
That's right. I mean, it has to match my chin. So, amid all this World Statue insanity, folks, came an unbelievable news report stating that in many countries, the players of the World Statue are actually required to abstain from sex while the tournament is going on. England. That's right. Apparently, the players from certain countries, England, are not allowed to see their girlfriends, wives, mistresses, or unsignificant others regularly, and are actually sequestered from them. Sequestered, like a jury. Only to be chaperoned in PG-rated short visits. I'm not kidding. It is feared that sexual relations during the tournament could both physically and mentally affect the player's game performance. While this makes sense from a purely academic point of view, it makes no sense whatsoever to anyone who knows how awesome sex is compared to running around chasing a stupid ball with other guys. Why would any sane person choose a career where you would have to abide by such a heinous and just downright interfering rule? I mean, would you like it if somebody came to you and said, well, since Mark has to play softball this week, he can't have sex with you? See, I don't think you take that too well. Now, no. In response to this unbelievable imposed abstinence, several studies were conducted to disprove the claim that having sex would affect player performance. One such study was done at McGill University in Montreal by a sports medicine expert named Ian Schreier. Ian says sex is mild exercise and does not fatigue the body. Hormonal spikes are Hormonal spikes are controversial. And even if they did occur, it wouldn't matter, because they have to affect performance through physical or psychological mechanisms. We know there are no physical effects. Sex has had no effect on strength, power, or endurance. And not for nothing, Shire, but if you think that sex has no effect on strength, power, endurance, or has no physical effects and does not fatigue the body, then let me be the first to tell you that you clearly have never had sex. Those of you who actually know how to have sex have experienced the shaky knees or leg syndrome, have been forced to take the elevator because taking the stairs makes it feel like someone is slicing through your tendons and your inner thighs, and have actually discovered new muscles in your body that you never knew existed until the morning after.
That is true.
Congratulations, Ian. The only thing you have actually confirmed in your ridiculous study is that you, sir, are, at best, terrible at sex. And now the whole world is aware of it. Here's your clap. As for the fans, there is no evidence that sex will impair the tournament watching experience. But many fanatics appear to be able to live without it. In a recent poll of German soccer fans, 95% said they'd rather watch their team play than join their parents in bed. Now that is a result I can easily believe, because you can currently hear it echoed in the voices of women across the entire world. Clearly, a priority has been established in the minds of men when it comes to sex and sports. And sex, right now, tends to be the loser. However, from my point of view, I could easily argue that men who choose sports over sex are the real losers here, the ones who actually choose it. If you are having trouble believing that women are more sexual than men, all you have to do is ask a woman about it. If I've said it once before, I've said it a million times. Women love to talk about sex, don't they, Christy?
Yep.
Whether it's the abstract idea of it in a flirty way, or an all-out raunchy conversation about all the stuff you are not doing to her or them in order to get them off, women love to have in-depth conversations about all aspects of sex. Don't let them fool you, guys. All right, don't let the prim and proper look fool you, or the disgusted look when you talk about sex fool you. They want to talk about it.
Talk dirty to me, baby. No!
See? That's what I'm talking about. You say no, but inside you're going, oh my God.
No, and then halfway through it, it's like, oh, you know what? Oh, yeah, yeah, like that. Oh, yeah.
I have had conversations with women over casual work lunches, where topics have included the best type of lubricants to use at various different stages of women's cycle, the best type of vibrator and the best way to use it. I've had those conversations. The best position to hit the G-spot, Christy.
Wow.
The various ways a woman can achieve orgasm. And my personal favorite, how women wish men spent more time on sex and less time on sports.
Were you eating lunch in the porn room?
No, of course not. But I can talk about sex anywhere. The number one topic women talk about is the personal, intimate details of their relationships.
Of course.
You know what the number one topic men most talk about? That's right.
Their jobs.
Sports. Sports is first, with work or their jobs coming in a close second.
Oh, yeah, with the draft and everything that just came about.
Exactly. The closest a guy usually comes to having an in-depth conversation about sex is commenting on whether or not he would do a woman who happens to pass by. Dude, I'd do her. Furthermore, a recent study confirmed what basically every woman on the planet will tell you in a heartbeat. That men who put a little bit of effort, just a little bit, of effort and thought into pursuing sexual relations with a woman actually end up having more sex than those who don't. Now, I admit that this is a, it's not a real brainchild idea. It seems kind of obvious to me. Mm-hmm. But the fact this needs to be pointed out to men is quite telling as far as how much men are really interested in sex. Mm-mm. For instance, men who put a minimal amount of energy towards romance end up having sex far more frequently than those who let the romance die in their relationship. That, I believe anybody would agree with, right?
I do.
Now, I'm not talking about, whisking her away to Italy regularly, or some dramatic overture that a lot of men aren't capable of financially. Okay, guys, you gotta be cool about it. I'm talking about ridiculous, stupid little things like leaving a cute one-sentence note, and no, not just a text, where she can find it during the day. That means, to me, when you leave a little note, say, in her favorite book that she picks up in the afternoon, all right, and you replace her bookmark with a little note or something like that. That's what I'm talking about, because you're taking an interest in her.
That's so girly, though.
No, it's not. It just means you're interested in her, or simply calling her for no other reason than to just to tell her, hey, baby, I was thinking about you.
Aww.
The fact that so many men are unwilling to do these silly little romantic gestures, or in many cases actually resent doing them, to me, speaks volumes as just how sexual they really are. Are you guys actually trying to tell me that writing a stupid little note that invariably will lead to sex that night is some kind of major frickin' hoop to jump through? Or something like that? Maybe you don't want this as much as you claim you do. In addition, Christy, for you married men out there, it was also shown that men who contribute more around the house are having way more sex than men who aren't contributing around the house. Taking out the garbage, cleaning the sink, cooking dinner every once in a while. The simple fact of the matter is that shit needs to get done and to keep things running smoothly in a household. And that takes an amazing amount of physical and mental energy, just to remember to do some of this stuff. Plus, a great deal more... Are you breaking out your sex toys?
No.
Oh, okay.
What are you hearing?
I don't know. I hear some kind of... Ree.
Wow, we're getting some great, sprint connections or something.
No, that's you moving things around over there. I see you moving around. It's like you're pulling the drawer out, going, where's my lube?
Is it that loud?
Oh, I can hear everything over there.
But the listeners...
I just heard you fart.
No, you did not.
I'm kidding. A great deal more women are in the workforce than before. Yet they're still shouldering a vast majority of domestic tasks compared to men. And the vast majority of the household workload falls on the women, while the man is, inevitably watching sports and doing nothing. Then the woman has that much less energy to engage in sexual activity later. So, Christy, what you were thinking about earlier, the example, you might be right. And again, guys, this isn't rocket science. Okay? The more mental and physical stamina a woman has, the more mental and physical stamina there is to be spent elsewhere, like between the sheets, or on the couch, or underneath the kitchen table. It has been shown in these studies that these overworked women often only require a minimal amount of help around the house to dramatically increase the amount of sex in the relationship. Simple acts like asking to fold a single load of laundry would, which could be done while watching the game, by the way, guys, okay? You can multitask. Is all that is actually required. Just asking, and then if you follow through, shit, you can still watch your game, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what this tells you is that men are actually choosing to not have sex to get out of folding laundry or unloading the dishwasher. Ever notice how the words, I want to vacuum, looks identical to, I want to fuck you, when mouthed without sound? Think about it. Do that. Sound it out without saying anything. I want to vacuum. Go ahead and check it in the mirror if you don't believe me. But I don't think it's a coincidence. Let me make this really easy for you guys, okay? Try doing what you think is one of her jobs regularly, and you may find that one of these jobs you want done might actually, you know, happen regularly as well. You know what I'm talking about. You want to give her a good job? Starts with a BL, ends with an OW. Starts with an HA, ends with an ND. Okay? So women want sex to last longer, and they want to talk about it more, and are actually willing to put a little effort into making it happen, which men are resistant to do. So exactly who is really the more sexual gender of the two? Well, I would easily argue that women own this title 100%. In the end, guys' actions always speak louder than words, and the inactivity of men in general to show basic interest in pursuing sexual relations with women is pretty demonstrative of just who is more sexual gender. Now, you folks may not agree with me. Personally, there is little else I would rather be doing with my time than having sex or talking about sex, which is precisely why I don't even bother watching sports. That's why I don't even have television now. There's always something or someone better to, do rather than watching sports. And we'll be right back right after this. We are ready for the siege. We are armed up to the teeth. Be careful how you live and breathe. Sorry, Ajili. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. My name, of course, is Tyler Hollywood, sitting with me, across from me, still eating her little candies. is, of course, my lovely co-host, Christy Chaos. So, Christy.
Yes.
I had Freak check in. He's actually up at this ungodly hour over there in Belgium, in Brussels. Uh-huh. And he's saying something about, now, he's having keyboard troubles. Remember, Freak is legally blind. So he uses programs to help him type and stuff like that, and he's totally having trouble with the keyboard. But I got the gist of his very cryptic message. He says there's a tried and tested theory here. Sports on TV usually last longer than an hour. Some have sex starting 15 minutes before sports is on. And something like it lasts 15 minutes into the sports broadcast. So there, I guess what he's trying to say is, if you don't know your place, gentlemen, if you don't know when and where, you're going to be replaced. Okay, by Bob. You know who Bob is, right? You even have a Bob, don't you?
Yeah.
See, every smart woman, married or not, has a Bob.
Bob.
Yes. And if you don't know what a Bob is, guys, then you're really, really, really in trouble. All right, I have a letter to Hollywood, which I'm going to read, since we only have a few minutes. And apparently the bear is here. I haven't seen him yet, but apparently he is here. And if I don't stop playing with that, I'm going to keep making noise. So I'm going to put that there, so I don't make any more noise, okay? Jesus God.
Can I make all the noises I want?
You can make all the noises you want, because some of them I hear, and others I don't mind when you make those noises.
I wonder why you're hearing so much, and usually you don't hear all this, so it must be a better connection. I don't know.
It was probably a really good connection tonight. You sound like you are right there.
Yeah, well, duh.
Just sounds like you are.
I don't know. Duh.
All right.
You sound like you're across the... Oh, you are!
Wait a minute, you are! There you are! Look! All right, let's get to the first and only letter I have tonight.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Tyler. Hey, how you doing? I'm a straight girl who started dating this guy 6 months ago. 3 months in, he told me he is a cross-dresser. I was curious what it would be like to have sex with him dressed. Jeez. You are adventurous, honey. But hey, I tell people, no matter the fetish that your partner has, give it a shot. She says it brought our sex life to a new level that is very pleasing to both of us. See?
Mm-hmm.
But she does have a problem. The problem is that I find myself very sexually attracted to him dressed. I'm not as attracted to him when he isn't dressed.
What?
And the sex isn't as exciting for me. Oh, wow. He said he's happy to dress for sex, and although I like that, now I'm afraid of getting into a routine where we will only enjoy sex in that way, and down the road I may grow tired of the dressed sex and crave a regular guy. I think we both lower our inhibitions when we have sex while he's dressed. I guess I just don't understand why, and I'm looking for an answer. Signed, Connie. And notice, she doesn't ask if she's gay or not, people, because she happens to like having sex with her boyfriend dressed as a woman. All right? See, she has a grasp of what's going on here. It's a sexual fetish. She's worried about her fetish becoming routine and not being able to be turned on another way later on, because she's grown so used to this. Christy, it's like when I tell the guys when they jerk off, do it different ways every night. Don't think about the same thing. Don't touch yourself the same way. You know, you've got to jerk off differently, or else you're just going to get used to that, and then when you go to have sex, you're not going to be able to perform. We don't want that, guys. As it is, you're watching too much sports anyways. Watching too much sports, you jerk off too much. See the problem?
I do.
All right. Connie, when he's dressed, he's giving himself permission to live out his fantasies, with, of course, an assist from you. When you see him dressed, your inhibitions lift because, hey, there's no way you can freak out or out-freak your boyfriend. And sorry, Freak, I didn't mean to mention you 5 minutes before talking about a couple of freaks. Now, routines can be deadly, of course. But I wouldn't worry about being stuck in a rut quite yet, Connie. You've only been doing this for like a few months, a couple of months. And his cross-dress ass is still a shiny new toy. for you. And you can't simultaneously worry that you'll come to only enjoy sex while he's dressed up, and that you'll grow bored with sex while he's dressed up. If you continue to enjoy dressed up sex, you're not going to get bored. If you do get bored, go back to non-dressed up sex. It's a simple answer, Connie. I don't see why we need to get so deep into it. Right, Christy?
I'm just following along with you.
It's a simple answer. If you have a fetish, if you like to wear flippers in bed while you do your woman from behind, fine. If that's the only way that you can get turned on, you got to try something different. All right? Buy those aqua socks instead of flippers. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, I have a problem with the fact that she only finds him attractive with his clothes on. That's
I mean, that is another underlying problem. But I think if she just, you know, if she just keeps an open mind.
There certainly isn't any unconditional love, and that's basically what a relationship
I think this is conditional sex. I think she loves him. I don't think she wouldn't have unconditional love if she denied him the fact that, you know, he likes doing this. And it's only when they have sexual encounters. All right? He likes the feel of her underwear. That's what I'm guessing. All right? I mean, what guy doesn't like the feel of a chick's underwear? I just happen to like it on her.
Right. I was going to say, do you want to wear my panties? I'll bring them in for you.
No, but see, I like the way they look, and I like the way they feel.
You pick out the panties, so I mean, you must like them.
I do. Well, see? But I don't like them on me. I'm not going to, you know, pull up a little pair of panties and try to fit my ball sack into these things and say, ooh, these feel good. Because, quite frankly, they don't. They don't feel good. You got shit riding up your ass. Your ball sack's hanging out either side. No, thank you. All right. So, Connie, just live with it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome in the bear, for Christ's sake.
All right, thank you. That's enough. Let me get settled in my damn chair. Tyler making me climb in this stupid thing again.
That's true.
All right, there.
Are you settled, for Christ's sake?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Wow,
good to hear.
Loud.
Christy, how about you?
Oh, headache now.
Oh, jeez.
Fantastic. Don't start with me anyway. Hey, Tyler.
Yo.
Have you ever heard of Icing the Bro?
Icing the Bro?
Bros Icing Bros.
Bros Icing Bro, yes.
Yeah, you know what it's all about?
Yeah, it's.
You know, when I first heard the term Bros Icing Bros, I thought frat boys were finally giving in to their homosexual fantasies and jerking off all over each other.
Ew.
Dude, I just totally iced all over McGillicuddy's face while he was playing Guitar Hero. It was classic, bro. I have to admit, when I discovered Bros Icing Bros was less about random jizz attacks and more about forced drinking, I was still intrigued. In case you have an actual life outside of your internet, I will explain the rules of icing your bros. If your bro manages to put a bottle of Smirnoff Ice in your line of vision, you must immediately drop to one knee and chug the entire bottle, no matter where you are or what time of day it is. If you refuse, you are to be excommunicated and shunned forever and may never be considered a bro again.
Oh, that's harsh.
However, if you present your bro with an ice, they can ice block you by presenting their own bottle of ice, at which point the original icer must drop to a knee and drink both Smirnoff Ices. As a concept, I like this little game. I think it's more satisfying than making your friends miserable. So on the surface, Bros Icing Bros has some merit. However, like most things dude types participate in, the concept is lost in poor execution. Rather than coming up with a creative way to make their friends happen upon an ice, most of these bros simply excitedly run up to their friends and hand them a Smirnoff Ice with all the coolness of a little giggly girl freaking out at a Twilight premiere. Come on, bros. Butch it up a little. And ladies, calm down. Don't get your flip-flops all tangled in a bunch because you can't do this.
Nice rant, Mo.
Glad he was all over that one.
He was. Bros Icing Bros. I have to say, yeah, I agree. sometimes they little too giggly, you know, just running up and handing it to you. We're going to run out of time, by the way, on the top 10.
Oh.
But let's see what he has. You got a top 10 for us tonight?
Can I have top 10, Tyler?
Yep.
You know your website sucks when?
Oh, boy. You know your website sucks when?
Number 10. It was chosen as the official AOL really, 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 really cool site of the day.
AOL. Come on.
Number 9. Your only banner ad that is real is a singles ad for your sister. Number 8. It proudly carries the Troy Sexton seal of approval.
Oh.
That's right. It's a double slam.
I guess so.
Number 7. The homepage has so many bottom 5% awards you can barely see the under construction graphics. Number 6. It states best viewed when using bifocals 1.25 or higher. Number 5. Your blinking text and animated graphics have caused an epidemic of epileptic seizures. Number 4. Al Gore personally emails you and tells you to get off his internet. Number 3. It states, featuring Troy Sexton's home beating tapes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Number 2. The only guest book entry is from your mom. Yes, dear. It's very nice. Now come to dinner. And finally, the number 1 sign at your website really sucks. Your name is Mark Holburn, and you're still using a 1996 Geocities template.
Oh, nicely done, Mo. All right, Christy, we might as well
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead and pucker up and give the listeners kisses because I can edit this later and they'll be able to hear it in the replay.
All right, it's a replay.
Yes.
Kisses.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kisses, Mwah. As promised. Here's Bohemian Like You. We're going to be back tomorrow night right here on the Talk Radio X Global Streaming Radio Network. Up next, of course, Irreverent Radio. We'll be back tomorrow.